It's scary. It's traumatic. It's disgusting. And it's real. Hey, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Hit Zero Show. I'm Dr. Travis Owens, and I'm so happy to have you join me today. Recently, there has been a new movie that has come out that has really opened up a lot of old wounds for a lot of people, has unveiled a lot of the truths to some really dark places in sports, and basically told the story of the USA Gymnastics scandal with Dr. Larry Nassar. Now, just to kick this off, out of respect for you, I just want to tell you what this episode is not going to contain. I am not going to share names of anyone in particular victim-wise. I'm not going to share any names of anyone in particular that are potential predators. And the reason of that is for two very important reasons. Reasons, I should say. Number one, most importantly, is to protect the victims of these predators, to protect their anonymity. This episode is about child endangerment, and out of respect for those victims, for their families, and to protect their anonymity, I will not be sharing any names of anyone in particular. Secondly, I will not be sharing any names because of my respect for the potential litigation that will be coming very, very soon to some people that are associated with our sport. It's never my goal to interrupt in anything that may come down the line from that, and I want to just be straight up with you guys out of respect for your time, that if that's what you're looking for, unfortunately, that's not what this episode is about. The people in question that unfortunately are a part of all of this, I believe that soon we'll all know. Let's just say that. So, to recap, Athlete A was a documentary that was put out on Netflix that addressed the scandal, the child abuse, the sexual assaults that were done on, unfortunately, hundreds of young ladies by a former doctor, Larry Nassar. The crimes that he was committed of were nothing short of horrendous, and this documentary tells the story of everything that happened behind the scenes. It's told from the viewpoint of the victims and how they were able to take a stand against the wrongs that were done to them. The other thing that it highlighted was how rampant this thing is in their sport. And unfortunately for cheer, it's now started a conversation where the truths in our sport are starting to come to light. And we're actually starting to see that with victims of sexual assault speaking out on social media against the predators that have assaulted them. And when I watched this documentary and I remember when it all first started coming to light, the USA Gymnastics piece, you know, it hit home in a way that, you know, or hit home in a way that is a bit different for me than it is for other people. Being a healthcare provider that works in a similar industry with a similar population, when this all started to come out, I was mortified, to say the least. It disgusted me beyond description. And it also made me fearful for the athletes in our sport and potentially what they could have also been going through. And so, as this, being someone that works in healthcare, I go above and beyond to ensure that athletes are safe, to ensure that parents are always present when working with minors, to be sure to fully explain everything that I do so that there is no question mark as to the appropriateness or inappropriateness of a procedure. And if there's any doubt in my mind ever that anything I'm working on with a young lady or a young man could be misconstrued or misunderstood, I speaking only for myself, I go above and beyond to make sure that everything makes sense to everyone in the room. And if I have any doubt that something doesn't, I will either not perform that particular treatment or that particular rehab, or I'll make sure to get them with a provider that I feel would be more suited for that. If it's a young lady, maybe with a female doctor. But speaking personally, I know that that is something that has always been important to me, even before the USA Gymnastics scandal broke. And it's something that I will continue to do throughout the remainder of my career because, number one, it's the right thing to do, A, and B, because everyone that I work with should know without a shadow of a doubt that what we're doing is safe. It's protecting patient modesty. It's, you know, everything is explained. And forgive me if I just am kind of at a loss for words, but this whole situation has truly, it's shaken me up. Getting back to cheer, recently, because of the things that have come out on this documentary, there are victims in our sport that are starting to speak out on social media. And some of the accusations are pretty substantial. And the evidence behind these allegations, in my opinion, is very startling. And I believe that if it continues to come out, that there will be, unfortunately, many, many more victims and much more evidence. We all know that in our sport, there is predators, simply put. There's stories all the time of, you know, coaches and, you know, gym directors and adults, and, you know, this stuff isn't a secret. You know, these stories are in the news far more often than they should be, and honestly, far less than what's actually happening. And I don't think any city is immune to it. I don't think any, you know, any area of the country is immune to it, because even in San Antonio, where I live, you know, there are coaches in gyms in our area that, you know, have made the news for inappropriate behavior with their athletes. Unfortunately, I personally know of people in the industry that have preyed on young athletes. And it, you know, I say that very clearly, that these are not people I associate with. These are not people that I work with. These are not people that I would call friends. These aren't even people I would call acquaintances. These are people that I just happen to know in the industry, and since learning about these things, have taken an active role to distance myself from those people. And unfortunately, it's so common that I would wager a guess that anyone listening knows of, you know, at least one person, or can think of a story either in their town or nearby that is not very far away from home, essentially. You know, that 1 degree of separation or 2 degrees of separation, it's actually really, really close. And so what I hope to start to impress upon the, you know, you guys that are listening, is that taking a reactive approach to this is wrong. It is the wrong step, and it is waiting too long if we are going to wait for people or athletes to speak up before we take steps. We have to take a proactive approach at getting in, you know, getting on top of this cancer in our sport. The sad part about it, and the sad reality, is a lot of the predators that are preying on young athletes were victims themselves. And it doesn't make it right. It doesn't justify anything, but it highlights the fact that if we don't get in front of it now, we allow this next generation of potential predators to continue to take advantage of our athletes. And so by taking a reactive approach, it's just not enough. And so I'm not an expert in sexual assault or counseling with, you know, of any sort, really. But I do have some suggestions for coaches and gym owners and parents. And that's things to just be on the lookout for. and some thoughts to kind of plant seeds in your head of what steps we should be taking. Number one is sexual assault isn't just a physical contact between, you know, someone and someone else. There are things that lead up to this point that we have to be on the lookout for. One of the most common things that we see is what's called grooming. And this is where a coach, let me backtrack there. An adult grooms a young athlete or an adolescent into, you know, kind of coaxing them to this point of submissiveness or this point where that adult has power over that athlete or that young person, and then uses that power to take advantage of them. Now that can be grooming and then leading up to inappropriate contact while they're still an adolescent or a minor. And that can also be grooming up until the point where that athlete turns into an adult, which I've seen on social media, athletes commenting saying, I had coaches that approached me after I turned 18 and made inappropriate comments to me about when I was an athlete. That is not right either. That is a problem as well. The other thing is inappropriate communication with coaches or staff and athletes. You know, inappropriate communication via texting, via social media, you know, liking posts, you know, making inappropriate comments about athletes' posts to other staff members in the gym, or, you know, individual contact between coaches and athletes, perhaps at inappropriate times, like late nights or weekends, etc. So keeping our eyes open to how our staff, our adults and our athletes communicate is a very, very important thing as well. Other things like favoritism is one thing that we see a lot with these stories as they come out of, you know, it just seemed like the coach really liked working with this athlete, or it seemed like the coach really liked putting in extra time to help this particular athlete. Things like that. Anything that shows favoritism for an athlete from a coach or from some sort of staff or adult can also be red flag that there's something going on. Inappropriate, you know, too much physical contact. I think that's very easy to spot. That's one of those things where you really have to be, it's one of the ones that's easy to be kind of like in broad daylight or in plain sight and us overlook, because spotting and stunting and all the things we do involves a lot of physical contact. We have to be very clear with our athletes and with our staff that A, on the athlete side, we need to educate them on what is appropriate and what is not appropriate, and what may seem appropriate but really isn't. And on the other side, our staff needs to be trained on efficiently and effectively and safely and with modesty how to contact athletes. You know, I was talking with some friends just the other day, being UCA staff, you know, even at our training at UCA staff training, you know, we were taught, number one, we don't hug people. It's, you know, just to protect yourself, maintain that professional boundary, and that hugs are really not part of that. Now, that wasn't to say be cold and push people away if they approached you for a hug, but even something as simple as a hug, we were taught how to properly, you know, engage with an athlete or coach if that time were presented to us, not actively seeking it, but if a kid ran up to you and they wanted to give you a big hug and thank you for all the things you helped them with, we went through training on how to hug. Side hug, arm around the shoulder, two pats on the arm, other hand out to the side. I mean, there was steps taken to train how to ensure that there was no question mark in that interaction. And as simple, you know, as silly as that may seem, it shows an effort to create an appropriate interaction between an adult and a minor. And that needs to be extended to our gyms. Our coaches need to be trained on how to interact or engage with athletes, because it's easy. It's so easy to get comfortable with your kids. You work with them all the time. We see them almost every day. We compete together. We laugh together. We cry together. You know, there's so much that happens that it's easy at times to forget that there is a professional boundary that has to be maintained. And as a director or gym owner, if we're not taking the steps to ensure that our staff knows that there are boundaries that cannot be crossed, Hard set boundaries, not gray areas, not recommendations, hard set boundaries. If we don't have that, then we risk those gray areas becoming red flag areas. So having those recommendations, having those, that educational moment, those conversations with coaches is extremely important. Once we have our plan with how we want to prepare for these, or to prepare for these, we need to have a plan. Each gym needs to have a plan on how we're going to respond to these things. As this starts to happen in our sport, as this, you know, I say this not out of disrespect, but out of truth, is as this Me Too begins to unfold, which undoubtedly it will, we need to have a plan as a director of a gym, an owner of a gym, as a coach, for how we respond for when this stuff starts to come out. There, again, I'm not an expert. There are resources, Department of you know, Child Protective Services, different advocacy groups for sexual assault with regards to minors. There are many resources that are out there, and the USASF has some resources as well that I highly suggest, if you haven't looked into or haven't learned about, to reach out to a USASF member, or reach out to some of the higher ups at the USASF and get this information from them. At the national meeting that I was a part of last year, there was a lot of breakout sessions where they talked about protecting our kids from sexual assault and from predators. They have a ton of resources. I highly recommend that you reach out and get some of that info. Again, being proactive is number one instead of reactive. If we're reactive, we're waiting too long. And one of the other things too is, as this stuff starts to unfold, this is one thing that really stood out to me at the national meeting I really wanted to share as well, is that as this potentially surfaces in your program, which again, I hope, beyond all hope, I hope that it does not happen to anyone, but we have to be realistic that it's happening enough that it is a chance that it can. If you come into contact with explicit evidence of assault on a minor, whether it be inappropriate messages, inappropriate photographs, especially videos, etc., it is so, so, so important that you contact law enforcement immediately. And they talked to us about this at the national meeting, and this was one thing that was very, very important. Was, you know, the example they gave was, if, you know, an athlete were to come to a coach and say, you know, there's these pictures of me or someone else is getting spread around, and they're explicit photos. If the coach were to say, send me the evidence of what's going on so I can help you, the second you receive that information, you are now in possession of illegal material, and it is a bad place to be. The recommendations they gave were, any devices or anything that have any sort of explicit material, is to not share that material from device to device, but to collect and quarantine essentially that information, and to immediately contact law enforcement and explain to them what the situation is, and to explain to them what you've done to try to stop any more transmission of that. I thought that was very important. Something that may be easily overlooked as our emotions get high, you know, and we want to help. At times we have to remember that taking the wrong steps in effort to help can actually hurt us. One of the stories that they told was very disturbing. Was there was actually a teacher, I believe it was a teacher or a coach, that these kids had taken her phone, sent inappropriate material to her phone, and then framed her for having this material. And it sounds like craziness that you would never believe what actually happened, but this was shared to us by a law enforcement officer at the national meeting. So we have to be very, very cautious of how we respond to these things. And the last thing is that I can, you know, can say on this, and as this begins to unfold, I hope that I can get some experts in the field, in these different fields of counseling and potential law enforcement, special victims type things, that we can get them on to have some conversations about more action steps. Because again, I'm not an expert. I'm just coming to you guys as a concerned member of our sport and our community. The biggest thing is, we can't sit idly by. Whether we want to accept it or not, our kids are coming forward with pleas and cries for help from being assaulted. It's scary. It's traumatic. It's disgusting. And it's real. As these stories continue to unfold, there will be many others, I feel, that come forward, just like happened in USA Gymnastics. And if we're not ready for it, we're going to get caught off guard. And unfortunately, I feel like our sport is going to be the next one in line to face national and international backlash. So out of concern and care for our kids, who's should be our number one priority, get ready, A, for what's coming. And the best way to do that is to be prepared and to take action steps now so that when it does happen, you're not caught off guard. Appreciate you guys for joining me. I know it's a dark topic. It's not easy to talk about. I can usually talk about anything for hours and hours, but this is just truly, and it's an uncomfortable subject that's hard to put into words, feelings, especially when it hits so close to home. So I appreciate you guys joining me for this episode, and I look forward to engaging in some dialogue with you. Leave your comments, leave your questions on whatever platform it is that you're getting this. The only way we're going to be able to get in front of this is if we come together, we talk about it, we admit that there is a problem, and we come up with a solution as a community. So thank you guys for joining me, and we will catch you on the next episode.